The Art of the Start 2.0, the time-tested, battle-hardened guide for anyone starting anything. By Guy Kawasaki. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Art of the Start 2.0, the time-tested, battle-hardened guide for anyone starting anything by Guy Kawasaki is a comprehensive guide to launching a successful business. It provides readers with the tools and strategies they need to get their business off the ground and running. Kawasaki covers topics such as developing a business plan, raising capital, marketing, and managing a team. He also provides advice on how to stay motivated and focused on the goal of success. Kawasaki emphasizes the importance of having a clear vision and mission for the business, as well as the need to be flexible and open to change. He also stresses the importance of networking and building relationships with potential customers, partners, and investors. The book also includes case studies of successful entrepreneurs and their stories of success. Kawasaki provides readers with the tools and strategies they need to make their business a success. He also provides advice on how to stay motivated and focused on the goal of success. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to start a business. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Develop a October 20-30 rule for presentations. This rule states that presentations should be no longer than 10 slides, take no more than 20 minutes, and use a font size of no less than 30 points. Main idea number 2. Create a mantra. A mantra is a short phrase that encapsulates the core of your business and serves as a reminder of your mission. Main idea number 3. Make meaning. Companies should strive to make meaning in the world, not just money. Main idea number 4. Don't worry about the competition. Focus on creating a great product or service and the competition will take care of itself. Main idea number 5. Know your customer. Understand who your customer is and what they need from you. Main idea number 6. Make evangelists. Evangelists are passionate customers who will spread the word about your product or service. Main idea number 7. Don't follow the herd. Don't be afraid to go against the grain and do something different. Main idea number 8. Don't let perfectionism get in the way. Don't let the pursuit of perfection prevent you from getting started. Main idea number 9. Don't be afraid to pivot. Be willing to change direction if necessary. Main idea number 10. Don't be afraid to fail. Failure is a part of the process and should be embraced. Main idea number 11. Don't rely on VC funding. Don't rely on venture capital funding to get your business off the ground. Main idea number 12. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help from mentors, advisors, and other experts. Main idea number 13. Don't be afraid to take risks. Taking risks is part of the process of starting a business. Main idea number 14. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Mistakes are part of the learning process. Main idea number 15. Don't be afraid to take calculated risks. Take risks, but make sure they are calculated and well thought out. Main idea number 16. Don't be afraid to take a stand. Don't be afraid to stand up for what you believe in. Main idea number 17. Don't be afraid to innovate. Innovation is key to staying ahead of the competition. Main idea number 18. Don't be afraid to think big. Don't be afraid to think big and aim high. Main idea number 19. Don't be afraid to ask for money. Don't be afraid to ask for money when you need it. Main idea number 20. Don't be afraid to have fun. Have fun and enjoy the process of starting a business. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The October 20-30 rule for presentations is a great way to ensure that your presentations are concise, engaging, and easy to follow. By limiting the number of slides to 10, you can ensure that your audience is not overwhelmed with too much information. By limiting the length of the presentation to 20 minutes, you can ensure that your audience is not bored or distracted. And by using a font size of no less than 30 points, you can ensure that your audience can easily read and understand the information you are presenting. This rule is especially useful for presentations that are intended to be persuasive or informative. By keeping the presentation short and to the point, you can ensure that your audience is focused on the key points you are trying to make. Additionally, by using a larger font size, you can ensure that your audience can easily read and understand the information you are presenting. The October 20-30 rule for presentations is a great way to ensure that your presentations are effective and engaging. By following this rule, you can ensure that your audience is focused on the key points you are trying to make and that they can easily read and understand the information you are presenting. Main idea number 2. Creating a mantra for your business is an important step in defining your mission and purpose. A mantra should be short and memorable, and should capture the essence of your business in a few words. It should be something that you can repeat to yourself and your team to remind them of the core values and goals of your business. It should be something that you can use to motivate and inspire yourself and your team to stay focused and work hard. It should be something that you can use to remind yourself and your team of why you are doing what you are doing and why it is important. Your mantra should be something that you can use to stay on track and keep your business moving forward. It should be something that you can use to remind yourself and your team of the importance of staying true to your mission and values. It should be something that you can use to remind yourself and your team of the importance of staying focused and working hard. It should be something that you can use to remind yourself and your team of the importance of staying positive and motivated. Creating a mantra for your business is an important step in defining your mission and purpose. It should be something that you can use to remind yourself and your team of why you are doing what you are doing and why it is important. It should be something that you can use to stay on track and keep your business moving forward. It should be something that you can use to motivate and inspire yourself and your team to stay focused and work hard. Main idea number 3. Making meaning in the world is an important goal for any company. It is not enough to simply make money. Companies should strive to make a positive impact on the world. This could be through creating products or services that make people's lives easier, or through charitable initiatives that help those in need. Companies should also strive to create a positive work environment for their employees, and to foster a culture of respect and collaboration. By making meaning in the world, companies can create a lasting legacy that will benefit not only their customers, but also their employees and the communities in which they operate. Making meaning in the world is also a great way to attract and retain customers. People are more likely to support companies that are making a positive impact on the world, and that are committed to doing good. Companies should strive to create meaningful relationships with their customers, and to provide them with products and services that are of the highest quality. By making meaning in the world, companies can create a loyal customer base that will continue to support them for years to come. Making meaning in the world is an important goal for any company, and it is something that should be taken seriously. Companies should strive to make a positive impact on the world, and to create meaningful relationships with their customers. By doing so, companies can create a lasting legacy that will benefit not only their customers, but also their employees and the communities in which they operate. Main idea number 4. The idea of not worrying about the competition is a key concept in the book The Art of the Start 2.0 by Guy Kawasaki. The idea is that instead of focusing on what the competition is doing, entrepreneurs should focus on creating a great product or service. Kawasaki argues that if you create something that is truly great, the competition will take care of itself. He believes that if you focus on creating something that is truly innovative and of high quality, then the competition will be forced to respond. Kawasaki also argues that entrepreneurs should not be afraid to take risks and be creative. He believes that if you are willing to take risks and be creative, then you will be able to create something that is truly unique and of high quality. He also believes that if you focus on creating something that is truly great, then the competition will be forced to respond and try to match your product or service. Kawasaki's idea of not worrying about the competition is an important concept for entrepreneurs to keep in mind. By focusing on creating a great product or service, entrepreneurs can ensure that their product or service stands out from the competition. This will help them to gain a competitive advantage and ensure that their product or service is successful. Main idea number 5. Know your customer is an important concept for any business. It means understanding who your customer is and what they need from you. Knowing your customer helps you to create products and services that meet their needs and wants. It also helps you to develop effective marketing strategies that will reach your target audience. Knowing your customer also helps you to build relationships with them, which can lead to increased loyalty and repeat business. When you know your customer, you can create a customer profile that includes demographic information such as age, gender, location, and income level. You can also learn about their interests, values, and lifestyle. This information can help you to create products and services that are tailored to their needs. You can also use this information to create targeted marketing campaigns that will reach your target audience. Knowing your customer is essential for any business. It helps you to create products and services that meet their needs and wants. It also helps you to develop effective marketing strategies that will reach your target audience. Knowing your customer also helps you to build relationships with them, which can lead to increased loyalty and repeat business. Main idea number 6. Creating evangelists for your product or service is an important part of any successful business. Evangelists are customers who are so passionate about your product or service that they will go out of their way to spread the word about it. They are the people who will tell their friends, family, and colleagues about your product or service, and they can be a powerful force in helping to grow your business. To create evangelists, you need to focus on providing an exceptional customer experience. This means providing excellent customer service, offering quality products or services, and going above and beyond to meet customer needs. You should also focus on building relationships with your customers so that they feel valued and appreciated. When customers feel like they are part of a community, they are more likely to become evangelists for your product or service. Finally, you should reward your evangelists for their loyalty. This could be in the form of discounts, free products, or exclusive access to new products or services. By showing your appreciation for their loyalty, you will encourage them to continue to spread the word about your product or service. Creating evangelists for your product or service is an important part of any successful business. By providing an exceptional customer experience, building relationships with customers, and rewarding loyalty, you can create a passionate group of evangelists who will help to spread the word about your product or service. Main idea number 7. The idea of "don't follow the herd" is an important one for anyone starting something new. It is easy to get caught up in the trends and fads of the moment, but it is important to remember that the most successful entrepreneurs are often the ones who are willing to take risks and go against the grain. By not following the herd, you can create something unique and innovative that stands out from the crowd. It is also important to remember that the herd mentality can be a powerful force, and it can be difficult to go against it. However, if you are willing to take the risk and be different, you can create something truly remarkable. When starting something new, it is important to remember that the herd mentality can be a powerful force, and it can be difficult to go against it. However, if you are willing to take the risk and be different, you can create something truly remarkable. Don't be afraid to think outside the box and come up with something unique and innovative. Don't be afraid to challenge the status quo and take a risk. By doing so, you can create something that stands out from the crowd and has the potential to be successful. Main idea number 8. Perfectionism can be a major roadblock when it comes to starting something new. It can be easy to get caught up in the details and become overwhelmed by the idea of creating something perfect. However, it is important to remember that perfection is often unattainable and that it is better to focus on making progress rather than striving for perfection. It is important to recognize that it is okay to make mistakes and that it is better to get started and learn from those mistakes than to wait for perfection. The key is to focus on the process rather than the outcome. It is important to set realistic goals and to break down the project into manageable steps. This will help to keep the project moving forward and will help to prevent the paralysis of perfectionism. It is also important to remember that it is okay to ask for help and to seek feedback from others. This can help to provide perspective and can help to keep the project on track. At the end of the day, it is important to remember that perfectionism can be a major obstacle to getting started. It is important to recognize that it is okay to make mistakes and that it is better to get started and learn from those mistakes than to wait for perfection. By focusing on the process and breaking down the project into manageable steps, it is possible to make progress and to create something that is meaningful and successful. Main idea number 9. The idea of "don't be afraid to pivot" is an important one for anyone starting a business or project. It means that you should be willing to change direction if necessary, even if it means abandoning the original plan. This is especially true in the early stages of a venture, when the environment is constantly changing and the original plan may no longer be viable. Pivoting can be a difficult decision, but it is often necessary in order to stay competitive and successful. When pivoting, it is important to remember that the goal is to move in a new direction that will be more successful than the original plan. This means that you should take the time to analyze the situation and determine what changes need to be made. It is also important to consider the resources available and the potential risks associated with the new direction. Once the decision has been made, it is important to act quickly and decisively in order to capitalize on the new opportunity. Pivoting can be a difficult decision, but it is often necessary in order to stay competitive and successful. It is important to remember that the goal is to move in a new direction that will be more successful than the original plan. By taking the time to analyze the situation and determine what changes need to be made, and then acting quickly and decisively, you can ensure that your venture is successful and competitive in the long run. Main idea number 10. Don't be afraid to fail is an important concept to keep in mind when starting any new venture. Failure is an inevitable part of the process and should be embraced as a learning opportunity. It is important to remember that failure is not the end, but rather a stepping stone to success. It is important to take risks and try new things, even if it means that you may fail. It is through failure that we learn and grow, and it is through failure that we can eventually achieve success. Failure should not be seen as a negative, but rather as a necessary part of the process. It is important to remember that failure is not a sign of weakness, but rather a sign of strength. It takes courage to take risks and try new things, and it is through failure that we can learn and grow. It is important to take risks and try new things, even if it means that you may fail. It is through failure that we can eventually achieve success. Failure should not be feared, but rather embraced as a learning opportunity. It is important to remember that failure is not the end, but rather a stepping stone to success. It is important to take risks and try new things, even if it means that you may fail. It is through failure that we learn and grow, and it is through failure that we can eventually achieve success. Main idea number 11. When starting a business, it is important to remember that venture capital funding should not be the only source of funding. While venture capital can be a great way to get a business off the ground, it is not the only option. There are many other sources of funding available, such as angel investors, crowdfunding, and even personal savings. It is important to explore all of the options available to you before relying solely on venture capital funding. When considering venture capital funding, it is important to remember that it is not a guaranteed source of funding. Venture capitalists are looking for businesses that have a high potential for success, and they will only invest in businesses that they believe have a good chance of succeeding. Therefore, it is important to have a well-thought-out business plan and a clear understanding of the market before approaching venture capitalists. In addition, venture capital funding often comes with strings attached. Venture capitalists may require a certain level of control over the business, or they may require that certain milestones be met before they will invest. It is important to understand the terms of any venture capital funding before accepting it. Ultimately, it is important to remember that venture capital funding should not be the only source of funding for a business. There are many other sources of funding available, and it is important to explore all of the options before relying solely on venture capital funding. Main idea number 12. No matter how much you think you know, there will always be times when you need help. Whether it's advice on a business decision, help with a technical problem, or just a sounding board for a new idea, don't be afraid to ask for help. There are many people out there who are willing to lend a hand and offer their expertise. Mentors, advisors, and other experts can provide invaluable insight and guidance. They can help you avoid costly mistakes and provide valuable advice on how to move forward. They can also provide a different perspective on a problem or situation, which can be invaluable. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. You may be surprised at how willing people are to lend a hand. It's important to remember that everyone was a beginner at some point, and most people are more than happy to help out a fellow entrepreneur. Main idea number 13. Don't be afraid to take risks is an important concept to keep in mind when starting a business. Taking risks is an essential part of the process, and it is important to remember that without taking risks, it is impossible to achieve success. Taking risks can be scary, but it is important to remember that without taking risks, you will never know what could have been. Taking risks can lead to great rewards, and it is important to remember that the rewards are worth the risks. It is also important to remember that taking risks can lead to failure, but it is important to learn from these failures and use them to become better. Taking risks is a necessary part of the process of starting a business, and it is important to remember that without taking risks, success will never be achieved. Main idea number 14. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Mistakes are an essential part of the learning process. They are a sign that you are pushing yourself to try new things and take risks. Making mistakes is a natural part of growth and development, and it's important to remember that mistakes are not a sign of failure. Instead, they are an opportunity to learn and grow. When you make a mistake, it's important to take responsibility for it and learn from it. Reflect on what went wrong and how you can do better next time. Don't be afraid to ask for help or advice from others. It's also important to forgive yourself and move on. Mistakes are a part of life, and it's important to remember that everyone makes them. Making mistakes can be a great way to gain experience and knowledge. It's important to remember that mistakes are not a sign of weakness, but rather a sign of strength. They are a sign that you are pushing yourself to try new things and take risks. So don't be afraid to make mistakes. Embrace them as part of the learning process and use them as an opportunity to grow and develop. Main idea number 15. When it comes to taking risks, it is important to remember that not all risks are created equal. It is important to take calculated risks that are well thought out and have a good chance of success. Taking risks can be a great way to move forward and achieve success, but it is important to make sure that the risks are calculated and that the potential rewards outweigh the potential losses. When taking a calculated risk, it is important to consider all of the potential outcomes and to weigh the pros and cons of each. It is also important to consider the resources available and to make sure that the risk is within the scope of what is possible. Taking risks can be a great way to move forward, but it is important to make sure that the risks are calculated and that the potential rewards outweigh the potential losses. It is also important to remember that taking risks does not always mean success. It is important to be prepared for failure and to have a plan in place for how to move forward if the risk does not pay off. Taking risks can be a great way to move forward, but it is important to make sure that the risks are calculated and that the potential rewards outweigh the potential losses. Main idea number 16. Taking a stand is an important part of any successful venture. It is essential to have a clear vision of what you want to achieve and to be willing to defend it. It is also important to be open to criticism and to be willing to adjust your vision as needed. Taking a stand is not about being stubborn or inflexible, but rather about having a strong sense of purpose and direction. It is about having the courage to stand up for what you believe in and to be willing to take risks in order to achieve your goals. Taking a stand is also about being willing to take responsibility for your actions and to accept the consequences of your decisions. Taking a stand is not always easy, but it is necessary in order to be successful. It requires courage and conviction, and it is important to remember that you are not alone. There are others who share your vision and who are willing to stand with you. Taking a stand is also about having the confidence to speak up and to be heard. It is about having the strength to stand up for what you believe in, even when it is unpopular or difficult. Taking a stand is about having the courage to make a difference and to make a positive impact on the world. Don't be afraid to take a stand. It is an essential part of any successful venture, and it is important to have the courage to stand up for what you believe in. Taking a stand is not always easy, but it is necessary in order to be successful. It requires courage and conviction, and it is important to remember that you are not alone. There are others who share your vision and who are willing to stand with you. Taking a stand is about having the confidence to speak up and to be heard, and it is about having the strength to stand up for what you believe in, even when it is unpopular or difficult. Main idea number 17. Don't be afraid to innovate is an important concept for any business to keep in mind. Innovation is essential for staying ahead of the competition and staying relevant in the ever-changing business landscape. It is important to be open to new ideas and to be willing to take risks in order to stay ahead of the competition. Innovation can come in many forms, from introducing new products or services to changing the way a business operates. It is important to be open to new ideas and to be willing to take risks in order to stay ahead of the competition. Innovation can also be used to create new markets or to enter existing markets in a new way. This can be done by introducing new products or services that are different from what is currently available. It can also be done by changing the way a business operates, such as introducing new technologies or processes. Innovation can also be used to create new markets or to enter existing markets in a new way. This can be done by introducing new products or services that are different from what is currently available. Innovation is also important for staying ahead of the competition in terms of customer service. It is important to be able to provide customers with the best possible experience and to be able to respond quickly to their needs. This can be done by introducing new technologies or processes that make it easier for customers to interact with the business. It can also be done by introducing new products or services that are tailored to the customer's needs. Innovation is an important concept for any business to keep in mind. It is essential for staying ahead of the competition and staying relevant in the ever-changing business landscape. It is important to be open to new ideas and to be willing to take risks in order to stay ahead of the competition. Innovation can come in many forms, from introducing new products or services to changing the way a business operates. It is important to be open to new ideas and to be willing to take risks in order to stay ahead of the competition. Main idea number 18. When it comes to starting something new, it can be easy to get overwhelmed by the enormity of the task. It can be tempting to think small and aim low, to focus on the details and not the big picture. But Guy Kawasaki, in his book The Art of the Start 2.0, The Time-Tested, Battle-Hardened Guide for Anyone Starting Anything, encourages us to think big and aim high. He believes that by setting ambitious goals and having a clear vision of what we want to achieve, we can create something truly remarkable. Kawasaki encourages us to think big and to not be afraid to take risks. He believes that by setting ambitious goals and having a clear vision of what we want to achieve, we can create something truly remarkable. He also encourages us to think outside the box and to be creative in our approach. He believes that by taking risks and pushing ourselves to think bigger, we can achieve more than we ever thought possible. Kawasaki's advice is to not be afraid to think big and to aim high. He believes that by setting ambitious goals and having a clear vision of what we want to achieve, we can create something truly remarkable. He encourages us to take risks and to be creative in our approach. He believes that by pushing ourselves to think bigger, we can achieve more than we ever thought possible. Main idea number 19. When starting a business, it is important to remember that money is a necessary resource. Without it, you won't be able to get your business off the ground. That's why it's important to not be afraid to ask for money when you need it. Whether it's from investors, banks, or even family and friends, having the courage to ask for money can be the difference between success and failure. When asking for money, it's important to be prepared. Have a clear plan of how you'll use the money and how it will help your business grow. Be sure to explain the potential return on investment and how it will benefit the person or organization you're asking. Showing that you've done your research and have a clear plan of action will help convince people to invest in your business. It's also important to remember that asking for money doesn't have to be a one-time thing. As your business grows, you may need to ask for more money to help it reach its full potential. Don't be afraid to ask for money when you need it. With the right preparation and a clear plan, you can get the money you need to make your business a success. Main idea number 20. Don't be afraid to have fun when starting a business. It can be easy to get caught up in the stress and pressure of launching a business, but it's important to remember to enjoy the process. Having fun can help to keep you motivated and energized, and it can also help to keep your team motivated and engaged. It's important to take time to celebrate successes, no matter how small, and to recognize the hard work that everyone is putting in. Celebrating successes can help to keep morale high and can help to create a positive and productive work environment. Additionally, having fun can help to spark creativity and can help to keep everyone focused on the task at hand. So don't be afraid to have fun when starting a business. It can help to make the process more enjoyable and can help to ensure success. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.